In Washington state, people are gathering around Mount St. Helens, eager for an eruption. The volcano's been quiet for almost 20 years. Last week, it sprang back to life with a series of small earthquakes. And since then, hundreds of onlookers have watched Mount St. Helens spew steam and ash into the air. Geologists say the show's just getting started. Reporter Tom Bonsai got near the action.
Mount St. Helens is exerting some powerful magnetism on a growing cadre of amped and determined volcano watchers. They've settled in to wait for the big blow, whatever that is, and for however long it takes. In the final miles before a Forest Service roadblock, I saw people cooking on camp stoves on their truck tailgates, setting up umbrellas beside minivans, and pulling up in fully stocked RVs. Everyone has a camera at the ready. Suburban Seattleite Sarah Wilson, her husband and two-year-old, found an unobstructed view of the mile-wide crater.
We got lawn chairs, umbrellas, and food and toys.
They have face masks in case of ash, too. Their SUV is packed for an extended stay.
We just decided last minute yesterday after being up here there was nothing happened. We're like, well, let's just go home and get our camping stuff and come back up now and just wait it out to see if anything happens.
Website consultant Todd Thorne of Bend, Oregon joined the indefinite watch a full week ago.
I've been up here since Tuesday waiting and waiting and waiting.
And so you took a week off work or you retired? Or?
I'm self-employed, so I can tell myself when to take off.
Thorne quickly made some new friends in this impromptu community by bringing a scanner tuned to the radio frequency used by volcano scientists.
Dry Kepler from this morning's event.
I got that.
My wife and I are both here, Al and Roberta Miller from Electric City. We got here Friday morning in time for the first event. And we came specifically to watch the mountain.
I mean, most people wouldn't drive toward an erupting volcano. They'd maybe be driving the other way.
We felt pretty safe. The Forest Service up here has been outstanding as far as their handling of crowds and whatnot. So it's been a real nice event.
See the rock skipping down on the flank to kind of to the left. You see the gray stream. There's a rock rolling.
It's the unknown what's going to happen because you can have a 50-foot puff of steam, or it can be a 60,000-foot ash plume that goes up, and you're only 7-8 miles away from it.
Todd Thorne confirms the present vantage point, Coldwater Ridge Visitor Center, has a sturdy basement.
My name is Todd Cullings, and I'm the assistant director of the Johnston Ridge Observatory and the Coldwater Ridge Visitor Center. You know, I'm looking around right now, and it appears like there was a lot of people that played hooky today and took a day off to watch a mountain blow up.
Now, is it still safe to be here?
We wouldn't be here if we thought it was a hazardous place.
Schools from across the Pacific Northwest long ago planned field trips to Mount St. Helens. Now teachers and principals have to decide if they can bear the awful responsibility of taking a busload of children to the brink of an active volcano. A number of schools have gotten cold feet, but not Julia Cornell's fourth grade class from Tacoma, Washington.
It's just so exciting. I mean, this morning when they came in and it was still in doubt whether we'd go, I mean, it was just a huge applause when we said, we're going to Mount St. Helens. All right! I mean, it's just, it's so much more meaningful. You know, you study a volcano, you talk about what it does, but when it's actually doing it, I mean, that's hands-on learning right there.
I'm Jack Dimmer. I'm 9 years old, and I've been looking at the mountain and seeing steam, gas, and ash. I think it's really, really cool.
Resort operators are also having fun with the unseasonal throng. One sign along the winding mountain highway urges passersby to watch your ash up there. A different sign facing departing drivers offers, hope you had a blast. For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsi near Mount St. Helens, Washington.